I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There have been riots in the streets, prices are soaring, and millions are cutting back on meals. The global food crisis is upon us. That's why Larry Williams with the Mission Society is providing training for missionaries in agriculture. This type of ministry is an open door for the gospel.
I'm working in some restricted countries that are some of the poorest nations on the face of the earth, and food shortage is a serious issue. We've worked to develop a system where on 2.5 acres, it can completely feed 2 families and provide an income for them.
They currently have more requests than they have personnel and finances. Next, a team from Christian Resources International is bringing training and resources to pastors' conferences in the Philippines. Operations manager John Lowry has been collecting study Bibles, commentaries, and other resources to give away at the pastors' conferences. Most of the pastors would never be able to obtain such resources on their own.
Many of the pastors that we will be dealing with will be men with wives and children, and they are working on a $5 or $10 per month income. They're barely surviving, and they're trying to do ministry on a full-time basis.
And a tiny bank in a former butcher shop is serving thousands of Malawians right in their local marketplace. Only 4 people staff this mini branch of Opportunity International Bank of Malawi, where over 3,000 people have opened savings accounts. 70% of these accounts are owned by women who no longer have to make long, dangerous trips just to keep their money in a safe place. Pray that as God provides for them, they'll also receive abundant life through Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving production showing the power of the Lord's Prayer uniting Christians in the Arab world. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.